tell your friend a lie, if he keeps it secret, then tell him the truth. And Maha's SMS'd in saying, keeping secrets is really easy for the forgetful people. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Yeah, just put it out of your mind. Then you never have to share it. It's gone. And also, someone's SMS'd in here saying, what can be done if you discover your husband's secret of cheating on you?
I'm not going to answer that one, because that could be for a lot of different situations that can actually be quite damaging. Many times, what we see with these kinds of scenarios is nothing good will ever happen. And people need to be quite aware that anytime there is a deception, it breaks the trust. Now, deception is different than secrecy. And it's a very thin line. And I'm certainly not a philosopher to impress everyone with all the philosophical notions of the difference between secrecy and deception. But as a psychologist who works a lot with these kinds of scenarios, and unfortunately there are quite a few, and it can happen with both parties. It's not just only one gender who can be naughty. You know, both are,
of course,
are capable of that. What we see is that the deception is destructive, and that destruction is because it breaks the essence of the trust and the respect upon which the relationship is founded. Now, a secrecy doesn't do that. A secrecy may be kept to protect people, and it may actually be appreciated, like the secrecy of having a surprise birthday party or who won the Miss Universe contest. That's only going to be for a few minutes. But there also can be secrecies of destruction, and I'm not sure I would call those secrecies. I think as a psychologist in private practice, those kind of secrecies are actually deception.
Mm.
And that's where I would make a clear distinction. Whenever that secrecy becomes a betrayal, it's no longer just keeping a secret. Now it's become deception.
Well, this is it. And then one of the reasons I wanted to talk about secrecy or secrets today is that it's what's behind a secret. And what you may often find is a deception, is a lie, is shame. And it's those reasons. So it's breaking down the different reasons why you might have a secret. Now, in this instance, the secret is out. The person has discovered that their husband's been having an affair. And you know, we can counsel on that. And sadly, quite often on this show, that's what people will be SMSing in. And of course, today is all about you and what your issues are and what you may be facing today, any challenges of a personal nature, even in your professional life, to do with your relationships. And Dr. Raymond's here to offer guidance. But yeah, when you're talking about secret, all the research suggests in modern times that we shouldn't have secrets, that we should be talking about any issues or problems that we have. So, for example, if we want to talk about infidelity, which is one instance where people will hold that secret, and also not just the person that's being unfaithful, but also maybe their friend, if they share that secret, and then that person becomes party to a situation, which can be extremely difficult, especially if they know both people, both in the couple, both parties. So, you know, when a secret to protect someone else then becomes destructive and can be toxic, and it can be your secret, but if you bring people into your secret, then it becomes theirs. And then there is the dilemma, do you tell someone that your husband or wife is having an affair? You've been told this, you believe it to be true, or do you keep that secret as well?
It's better to keep it a secret, because even if you're right, you're going to be wrong for having told it, and the messenger usually gets killed. And the reason that is the case,
metaphorically speaking,
yes, of course, we're not certainly encouraging that. But what happens in these kind of situations, believe it or not, is every single one of us may say, or at least 95% of us might say, if I ever found out that my partner has done this, then it's immediate divorce. Well, there's a lot of people who have said that, and when it does happen, they find that they're devastated. They want to know why it happened. There's all kinds of inquiries and all kinds of investigations that want to take place to actually understand why it took place. Now, believe it or not, that kind of behavior does not lead to divorce. Usually, an affair is an open door to understanding why your marriage is in trouble. Now, in no way am I saying that it's okay to have an affair because you need to have a wake-up call.
Yeah.
But when that does happen, as devastating as it is, and it's more difficult than death and divorce to go through something like that, it's actually a wake-up call that there's a problem in the marriage. And a lot of times people will say, well, they didn't have to do that. They could have come to me, and we could have talked about it. Well, that's probably the reason that they did do it. And in no way, I'm going to repeat it again, am I giving you a way out to have an affair or giving you an excuse. There's no such thing as an excuse, even if there is an explanation, because it's the most damaging, hurtful thing you could ever do to someone. Mm. There's nothing more destructive. But it is a wake-up call to the fact that there's a marital problem. So what many people do, and the majority actually do, is they go through a process of looking at why their marriage led to that need for their partner, and eventually they also realize that they played a role in that. Now, that's difficult to understand, because when you look at it legally, who's going to win? Don't even have to be a lawyer to figure that one out. Who's going to win in a courtroom? But when you're addressing this psychologically, the investigation of how it got to that point is important, because if you don't understand it in this relationship and you choose to break it up, you will get into another relationship and repeat the same problem. So you have to understand your part in the process. You have to understand the dynamics that took place, and you have to understand how to correct it. You can't change history, but you can correct it so it doesn't happen again, or you have a much more positive future. That's how destructive this can be, but it can be a wake-up call. Now, a lot of people will say, I wish I could have woken up in a different way.
Mm.
Well, yeah, everybody would say that, and that's quite normal. And it would be nice if people could wake up in a different way to these kind of scenarios, that, yes, the marriage isn't a problem, but what is it that we could have done to have corrected? What could I look for the next time? Now, psychologically speaking, this is more destructive than divorce. It's more destructive than death. Because what happens in a betrayal or deception, you break that foundation of a relationship, which is trust and respect.
Mm.
It'll never be forgotten, even though you'll forgive it. But it'll never be forgotten. So every time you look down on your foundation of the relationship, you'll see the crack in the foundation, even though it'll be smoothed over. But you'll always see it there. Now, that kind of a reminder may be the motivator to help people have a stronger, better communicating, understanding, cooperative bond with each other. But there's some people who cannot live with that memory, and they'll choose to break it up regardless. People are different in the way that they perceive a situation. It's not a matter of right and wrong or good or bad. It's a matter of the way that people perceive it and how they're going to handle the situation. But secrecy, when it's deception and betrayal, is very destructive.
Mm.
And if you're going to focus on secrecy, we need to look at the different kinds of secrecy. And we need to also understand that some people will take it very, very literally and fundamentalistically and say there's no such thing as a good secret. All secrets are bad. And we can go back to some of the things that are happening today with government people in various naughty activities. And then when we look at the psychological recovery from that, we can go back to a former president or two. Even though not all the presidents were involved in deception that was sexual, some of it was scandal. And the reason that they failed in recovering from the scandal is they lied about it. If they would have just come clean and said, yes, I made a terrible mistake, I should not have let this investigation happen, or this secret group of people break into a building, or yes, I should have not allowed this relationship to go this far, it would have all been over. Or a person who commits a war crime, going before the world court and say, yes, I did a war crime, and it was because of my position in the military, and I had no choice. This is what we had to do to protect our nation. That came to a closure.
Mm.
But when people say, no, it wasn't my fault, I didn't do this, and I've never done that, and all that, and you know that there's something going on, and there's evidence all over the place for it, then it's not the issue that lingers on. It's the fact that people lied that lingered on.
And
people need that kind of closure.
Right, exactly. But also, it's about the fact that your secret's been uncovered. It's no longer a secret. And then how you respond once, what would you just continued forever for years and never ever tell anyone or ever come clean or ever reveal your secrets? So that's also interesting, I think. And we'll talk about that in a little while, about the psychological effect it can have on an individual when you hold a secret for years, particularly in families. It might be to do with abuse. It could be to do with parentage. There's all sorts of reasons, like you say, why people may hold a secret. But it is whether you keep that secret or whether it would be better to tell.